Jules Verne, All Around the Moon. Narrated by Chris H.B. Preliminary Chapter. Resuming the first part of the work and serving as an introduction to the second. A few years ago, the world was suddenly astounded by hearing of an experiment of a most novel and daring nature, altogether unprecedented in the annals of science. The Baltimore Gun Club, a society of artillerymen started in America during the Great Civil War, had conceived the idea of nothing less than establishing direct communication with the moon by means of a projectile. President Barbicane, the originator of the enterprise, was strongly encouraged in its feasibility by the astronomers of Cambridge Observatory, and took upon himself to provide all the means necessary to secure its success. Having realized, by means of a public subscription, the sum of nearly $5.5 million, he immediately set himself to work at the necessary gigantic labors. In accordance with the Cambridge Men's Note, the cannon intended to discharge the projectile was to be planted in some country not further than 28 degrees north or south from the equator, so that it might be aimed vertically at the moon in the zenith. The bullet was to be animated with an initial...